Today is the International Day to End Obstetric Fistula, and that says no woman or girl should have to endure obstetric fistula, a devastating condition which is caused by the complications during childbirth, results in pain, isolation, and also in dignity, and yet is entirely preventable and also treatable.
And so joining us now to just share their experience as well as what they've been going through and how they overcame this condition, survivors of obstetric fistula.
Yeah, we have Christine Carlo who's joining us this morning. Christine Carlo, Marabek 12 Miraya.
Okay. It's me, Christine Carlo Pitia. Ana Jaime Lologo 1. Jamu marka sihita lulugu wan.
Taib. Right. Wafi bardo Emanuela Samuel hinta bardo marhab to mira breakfast show.
So my name is called Emanuela Samuel Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in Lologo.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, let's go over to this and let's begin to hear from you basically on how you had experience with the obstetric fistula. And maybe we start with you, Emanuela.
And I can zamandek de, so I'm still young. So
kamsena,
ani ndu 17 years
now.
Yes.
Lala zamandek de.
Zamandek de kana ani ndu 16.
Okay.
So ana hamil digana suker kaman. So ana hamil lo kaman zaman benda tayo waja. So ana gen yomen fi bed mashila na mustajfa. Imratalat tayo ya shila na mustajfa. So biga halat ayza to kap. O zito hot tai day kaman ashan zito gu ashan amba shuru vejena mafi ya da katraino hala tai kap so monainu to ali shilana fi Emilia.
Mm-hmm.
So amule Emilia o Emilia talana min Emilia yomen talata yom Emilia manager so ya rijao amule Emilia tani fatahu.
Mm-hmm.
Ya fatahu so yom iba amul dressing so but dressing biga de gastara.
Mm-hmm.
Gastara geni galbi gena arba tashariyom. Geni tala tashariyom talaho. Tani rekibu tani. Yao biga bol bitala barao, tani bitala min gastara. Bitala barao, tani bitala min gastara. Yao mihnaka, anaguma sal diktor. Angala sire, min gastara re bol bitala barao, tani min gastara. So diktor rebada arshirana be kalamat, galifi ilajta bolde. Gal kena naas burshoya so bijamuli ilaito ya gum karjina bed ina geni so fisharit nene na so ya jana dina fi mustajfa.
Mm-hmm.
So shiline naka na geni kaman so nasta mustajfa da kaman masibina mo bonu subena shunu lakadi diktor al bijamulu ajide Emilia de ja jamulene Emilia so Emilia kaman na biseli yomi ina benasta mustajfa de kaman kenisa da gema sibina yom mbodi lena kelma tarabana gal kenna o give go berawana rabana bisaidina so when amin ferawana so now rabana saidina waside Emilia na jambrije shukran lena salamu lo ayire barnami tal tem.
Mm.
Ay
Emilia de
ay so amrije lo mon shukran shedi fi haja lu monamu lo de.
Dave.
So zaman dage kaman zaman alisa bol le fire.
Mm.
Itama ba kider geni benazire ashanta bi geni be so banta ke ole shuno. Itama ba kider.
Mm.
So feeling zata alta bi geni boman mafi. Liano bis kante geni boman zire ta bi shumo rehabole. Wete zato demir ta ki zato ma bi geni morta benaz. So bis ta bi geni jua bis ta bi geni kori. So.
So, all right, that was the experience. Shukran jisilan bela
mushirikat.
Yeah, obardo min Christine, al kibre taki shunu bela fistula there?
Kan be fistula de kanana kan mamurta, mahaja alhasil kan le bitira, lanu sikil haja zede ajib shedil. Kan manzar, yan kan ze fi moktama kan zeo kan geni zere, yanana muta akit kan zaman da buo nuso, kan kala ma kwe sedi wana zatu bigana ma morta le haja zede ba hasil le bini atai kanana ma morta shedi lakin zaman munazama deja munazama munozara sahaja.
Mm.
Wa zamanu mondugu lana telefon be ina la sas inu ga mula melia ta fistola felan anna bada jasa saba fimushesh fa juba ya jibina fimushesh fa tahaira frandom zaman amulula melia ukan minju wa gel batai be iman ana kan kengali binia de biligo elaj u felan rabana asuma u ligo elaj u de kan haja lana tala muksud shedid rabana asma lesala
kirana salu fi zaman al ukan indu condition de nas kan gikelim shuno
kan nas guwanu sufogo shedid bikengala de zatu kan gija jambo tanaz rehato gafin
Umon fahim say al mushkila de kan shunu wala be sumon guwanu sajatanin
umon guwanu su hajatanin gal moy afetisu de hajal kan hasan wa namanana bijuwa ban bikengali taban haja kan ge hasal zere taban ayazol biligo gismato barabara lakin zaman biga hasil zeda mafi mushkila Raba na buwadilo ilaj bade na mono bukun kweis. Dekan juwab taya na gijuwabu lenas. Ida.
Okay. Now, if you've just joined us, we are, today is a day to, we're marking the International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. And in the studio with us is Emanuela Samuel and Christine Carlo sharing on experiences. Emanuela is a survivor and Christine here is a mother of a survivor as well. And just sharing how the community perception of survivors of fistula, when she says that when this condition was going on, people did not want to sit near her. At the same time, they would say things like, this person is the one who went and looked for this problem. Mm-hmm. And so before we get back to our survivors, we actually have an expert here who has just joined us from AMREF Africa. She's a sexual and reproductive health and a GVB project officer, and that is Oyela Josephine. Oyela, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you came in when Emanuela had already shared a bit of her story of how she got fistula. Now, I'd like you to just explain what is fistula, coming from what Christine just said. A number of people in the community kept saying, this girl is the one who went and looked for this condition. What can you tell the public about fistula and how it occurs?
All right. Thank you very much for hosting me here. Fistula is actually a birth injury. It's a condition that results from prolonged and obstructed labor. And because of poor health care, if health care is not sought early, especially in young girls whose pelvis are not well developed, or even somebody can be above age but still has inadequacy in the pelvic bones, not able to give birth faster, this person may need surgical intervention like cesarean section. But if they don't access such a care earlier enough, it results to this condition known as fistula, which there will be abnormal communications between the bladder, the vagina, the rectum, and the vagina also. There are many types, but here we'll talk about there is rectovaginal fistula and then the vesicovaginal fistula. With the vesicovaginal fistula, you'll see the urine will be coming, leaking through the vagina. This is the leakage of urine, and I'm sure my colleague here talked about leakage of urine, and that could be vesicovaginal fistula.
Yes.
And there is another complicated one, which is rectovaginal fistula. This one, there will be abnormal flow of feces also leaking through the vagina, because due to prolonged, the head of baby has been stuck into the tissue of the vagina, it has made those tissues between the organs to die, and holes have been created there.
Okay.
Yeah, so this hole is either between the vagina and the bladder, or between the vagina and the rectum. So when it occurs between the vagina and the rectum, this is where feces will be leaking through the vagina uncontrollably. You cannot know. Itama bar galfishono fikara binaga mingisim.
Itade
rafi bakana will itade rafi malbulu. Itama be feel. Yani obes bija bara itama arof. Bes nas ita be kala firiha batal. Nas kaman biga bisum firiha batal. So other day gijamin wilada al. Ma lagofi muses fa bediri al towul zaman towil. So this one is what results from fistula. So the signs and symptoms are clear. This bad smell due to leakage of urine or feces, or both. It can also occur in both. So mm-hmm. when it occurs, you find, my sister here has talked about it, isolation mm-hmm. is there mm-hmm. because you feel you are not like others. Others are not smelling and you're smelling. You can't sit with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just as she said, people will be laughing at you. There are people who lack sympathy. Okay, they have judgment in the society where they say this one looked for it. Instead of looking for a way, how do we support this person who is having abnormal condition that we have not seen with another person? The community would have responded by maybe Umon Bugul, okay, Jeran tena de indu jena alayan. Bukun kenna roa aino o kenna wonus kelumon ma fekir rabona beside umon they can
encourage
community bi wonus jeranat bi wonus lezol ma bi kelemu itaya fetisu because we don't know ina ma arfin bukura bi hasil lemunu bukura bi hasil lemunu
o fi haje ta wonus gal yani de the common knowledge is that the finiga hasil le banatal hamil ligomon sukar.
Yes.
Mumkin 13, 14. Lakin takelim gal kaman itabak der kunzol kebir ubi hasil lek.
Yes.
Could you reiterate that that's in Arabic?
Yeah. Ashan sunu, na gul fistula de bahasil le zol kebir kaman ashan sunu. Finas tanin fi types bita udam tanasa. Mm-hmm. Pelvic bones, we have types. The gynecoid adum tasulba filenas. We have the gynecoid types, we have the platypeloid, we have the android pelvis. So the gynecoid pelvis baby tanu swana deal al zol mabi zol be well do more adi mabi into complications. Yala bagi de zol bag their tab showya mo tanin de mabu wele do kulu kulu. It is just flat from behind, does mm-hmm. not have a curve to accommodate the head of the fetus to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is narrow. Some are narrow from the exit, from mm-hmm. the outlet. It's very narrow. Also, kerin, yani, odam tanas de kulu barabara. Takangai nuswan gido, takangai jabatumon cave, kuratumon cave. Aye. So, teriga le kalaguma udam tomon development tomon barabaru de kaman giri janina fok wara le malnutrition
mm-hmm.
lukan zol ma akilukwe swizaman towa leta jana suker mm-hmm. zol de maraba be teriga al tamam obiligo mushkila be adum to lano o maraba kwez mm-hmm. akil algi develop bon tode
umakulu
mm-hmm. so kan de mara kalas you can eat a bag der bukun above 20 yala taulisa biligo fistola lokaneta masunu itamala
gumusifa kan adum de ma
geu weleda al awel kan adum take de ma tamam ita biligo fistola kan tamala gumusifa bedi lano ita kan tolu fi bed bezaman to wit takaman biligo fistola la kaman fi pi nuswanta nin muscle stomach bigger weak ma bag de expel jena de guam tehit inaka. So muscles they can bigger weak. Ita kaman geni fi bet rasta jena geni fi hot taki mazaman to will sikilaja de be hasil.
Okay.
Yeah. If lakin le bagi nuswande kanu onma bag de wele du rihim tumun gifaga
mm-hmm.
le nuswana al kalas wele du ketir.
Okay.
Yeah. But how common is this practice? I mean cases of fistula within South Sudan today. I mean are they to another extent?
Yeah, the statistic for South Sudan says we have about 60,000 women living with fistula. And it is a very common condition in the communities. There are those who are living with it. They don't know that there is ulani fi ilaj mikini be kalam de tanin bi fekir gali sa rumun amulu lomun juju
yao
aina sketir ba en kida gal bini ataide zaman u kana milan bikun fi wele tani kan deru zaman biga uma roa le wele de tani de yao biga amulu wele jeran kida kan ma der jena tai ke li wele du umun ya inu ma ena al batal sunu ajat ketir fipo anas gis jibu beliefs ketir fi kalamate lakin if can again one use can again worry lomon mon gene asuma barnamik de umon bi suno mon bi arf gali fi ilat ude ma hasil be kalam ta juju o ma hasil be kalam ma zol fetisu be gua gali kele jalo ma fi zol sel ma kalam de wele biumi ni suk ma fi bes jale zol ze ayan tanini alija o ze accident ya o hasil le zol fi zaman ta ulada.
And okay. How accessible is that treatment for fistula, I mean, countrywide?
Earlier on, it was not very accessible because we were not having experts to do these surgeries. But now we used to have regular campaigns with support from donors like UNFPA and other churches are also coming into what? To sponsor fistula campaigns. We used to have campaigns in Wau. We used to have campaigns also in Juba. And right now, the government is planning to make Juba as a routine fistula center. Yani, de rua molo kele kalas kele amolo hamalia bita fistula de kulu zaman. Ia zaman kan maraja kele oligozo lalusunu bi amolo lo amalia de. Umon gija fi dekati ratanin fi muses fajuba ina umon gamolo simple cases lakini kan fi cases al complicated de rijibu external surgeon zema dero amolo fi juba ina. Yeah, we are planning together with support from UNFPA. There is a planned campaign that is going to happen as a nurse tanin command be access. Lakin biga, we have a good news that our national surgeons biga saidu.
Okay, we're going for our headlines shortly, and then we'll be back to continue with this very important conversation.
101 FM.
Breakfast Show News Headlines.
Good morning, it's 8:30 a.m. The United Nations has reaffirmed its support for South Sudan's electoral process set for next year. Head of the UN Integrated Election Assistance Team, Darren Nance, highlighted that the UN, in coordination with IGAD and the African Union and RJMEC, will assist the legal framework, capacity building and infrastructure in accordance with the peace agreement. Authorities in Jonglei State plan to relocate the Bor County headquarters to Baidit to bring services closer to rural communities. Many families from Baidit who have sought refuge in Bor due to climate shocks and insecurity. Community chiefs in Awil West County, Northern Bargazal State, have launched a fundraising campaign to build a blood bank and surgical theater at Nyamlil County Hospital. Patients currently travel 65 kilometers to Awil State Hospital for these services, with some tragically dying en route. And that's it for the news headlines at this time. We'll have the news bulletin in English at exactly 9 a.m. Stay tuned as we'll shortly be continuing with our conversation around obstetric fistula.
You're listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Good morning. This is The Breakfast Show, where the nation's big conversations begin.
Station by station, land of the nation.
Welcome back. Today is the International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. We've understood what fistula is. There are two types. There's one where the passage for urine is affected and it comes out through the vagina with no knowledge of the person. And there's one where the feces are the ones that come out. And sometimes it could be both, and it's a very discomforting experience, as we heard earlier from one of our guests here, that is Emanuela Samuel. And Christine Carlo was able to explain how it is very hard for society to accept and live and just embrace girls who suffer from the condition. But we've understood that it's actually treatable. Mm-hmm. And our guest here from AMREF Africa, Oyela, was speaking on it just before the break when we had the headlines.
Yes, and Oyela, you can carry on as we get to understand much more deeper insights on in terms of access of the treatment.
Thank you once again. I was talking about this accessibility of treatments. Mm. Within the states, it's not very accessible unless we plan for these national surgeons to move across
to the states.
Yes. Because, but in some states with consultants, they can do. I witnessed when I was working in Maribi by then, we were having a surgeon by names of Dr. Chandi. He used to repair fistula, and many, many women got healed with it locally. And just within Maridi. You mm-hmm. see, a woman mm-hmm. comes and says, I have leakage of urine, I have this. He gives appointment. Can you come on this date? And he does it. By then, we were the nurse, the midwives in the ward.
Okay.
So we used to witness him repairing. And these women could come back with their... Some were already abandoned by their husbands.
Mm.
And when he repaired them, they went. The husbands came back. They even conceived and gave birth. They used to come back with their babies. Doctor,
okay.
Now you see, my baby now... The man came back. Now I have another child with him. So it was... It depends on the capability of the doctors. Eh? Some do repair.
Mm.
Yeah, simple. If it is a simple case, they do repair. But if it is a complicated case, it needs this campaign or a well-experienced surgeon. Yes.
Mm. You had talked about having a routine surgeries in Juba. Could you just reaffirm
yes,
that?
Actually, it is... it is the plan to have a routine surgery happening in Juba Teaching Hospital. And one of the consultant also gave an experience that she meets women with a lot of birth injuries, including the third degree tear. This, you know, a woman gets she gets tear due to maybe the head of the baby is big. She wasn't cut.
Mm-hmm.
She maybe it was a home delivery, whatever it is. So they did not cut her to have safe delivery such that they stitch back.
Mm-hmm.
That one did not happen. You find even a woman gets that tear. And sometimes they mistake it also with fistula.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are tear. So this Dr. Haram, she works in Juba Teaching Hospital. She usually repairs these tears and also simple cases of fistula.
Okay.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
So the government is trying, together with support from partners, we are trying to encourage her to build that courage in her, together with other surgeons, to ensure that this center, Juba Teaching Hospital, offers routine fistula surgery.
Mm. All right. We want to come back to Emanuela, the survivor. Mungkin tabak del werilen na hasa halta kibiga kif.
So, aside haltai, ana biga morta shedid. So, hajal kan ana plan ferastai, aside ana amulu. Aside ana reja back to school. Now, asana bagara, wasi biga ana biga
kwe. Tafisa nakam, hasa.
I'm in senior two.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Mm. So, gisim debiga tamam after the surgery.
Kwe, Nabiga quiz. One of the two bigger girl, Iyo mahala landeroa. So biga na morta shedid.
Wow, that's amazing. So it is very treatable. Do not keep somebody there and think that lifetime on yani kalasinda. You need to make sure that they can go to Juba Teaching Hospital or go to any of the facilities in the States and try to get help. Mama Christina, raya taki shunu le nasta muchama al zeta kelim. Hajat sede kan hasil bonusu batal.
Raya tay le muktamal kan bonusu fikalamda. So anagisse jomon kan haja sede hasil kelomon ma bonusu kalamal ma kwes le zol. Kelomon seja zol ma kalam ashan zol le bukun farhan zol le ma bikun indu ham. Lano naman zol kan ayane tagwonus lo kalamal batal yanta gwodi lo ashanu bumutu. Lakini ana gisa ja umon kele umon mwonu sikil kalam zede tani.
Mm-hmm.
Kele umon mwonu su kalam ta muhaba achanzole bukun indu obarbu gali mustakbal tofi gidam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shukran. Coming back to you, Oyela.
Yes.
I know the activities on the day that are happening. Could you maybe update us on what these activities are?
The activities that are happening on this day, we have actually a commemoration that will be taking place today, I think from 10 a.m. at Juba Teaching Hospital. And also most of the activities are radio talk shows. We have others at iRadio, sponsored by UNFPA, through Zone 72. It's also happening, and also another radio talk show, which is this one at Mirai FM.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Will there be any surgeries? Will there be awareness creation? What should people expect if they go there?
There will be awareness, of course, but with the surgery still, we are doing mobilization and registration of patients are ongoing. So whoever goes there, whoever has got contact of someone with such signs and symptoms of fistula, will be able to reach out and register. We actually have a nurse, a focal person for Juba Teaching Hospital. Okay, she's just outside here also.
Mungkin tu walaupun sebagai Arabi, Lena.
Okay, syukran. Alena de, minajat tena algin nagi ja amulo fi yom fi celebration tena ta fistula day de. Fi ajat algin ja hasil ze nas begini amulo celebration fi Mrs. Fajuba inak. Nas kubarin bita government bukun fogo fi munazamat ufi donors zatu bukun fi fogo inak. Yala fi registration kaman fi inak albikativu kan ita arof zola lindu fistula bijibu san bi bikativu simto ia zola kan jafi musesfa inak bijasuma kaman kabara le ajade le fis kabara ta fistula de o ya oshunu o bi ilaj tofi wele mafi o kan ita indu fistula mustakbal tagi fi wele mafi so de ao ajat ale sunu gija hasil o fi len indana focal person ita bagder kan rofi muzol kan rofi musesfa juba bahasadu akech mak idea was all algamulo registration be back there be wodita inak
okay kala shukran.
Alright, thank you so much for listening to this conversation on the obstetric fistula and how basically we can end this. We have heard from a survivor, we have heard from a mother of the survivor, we also heard from a practitioner as such.